Yeah, I'll just queue it up for you. So a very special person, very powerful person actually just called in, and they wanted to do that. They were like talking about telling me about this whole predictions in 2023, and they had predictions for 2024, and they were so good, I decided to put them on pod here. So how about you play this for
All right,
us?
here we
just am
go.
so sure
I
this is going to be either
want
Joe Biden or what's his name, Joe Rogan, telling us about climbing. Anyways, let's hear
The year is 2024. The world is a very different place. There are no longer any climbing sponsors or sponsorships. Eddie Bauer had fired their last influencer, a climber who exclusively campuses other people's projects. Pro climbers have become solely reliant on foot picture private sales to fund their climbing trips. The Outerverse has minted a new series of foot NFT, new foot tokens. All gyms have replicas that are so good that no one knows which climbs are the originals. We no longer know even what came first, the outdoors or the indoors. Has climbing lost its soul? Climbing Mag sure thinks so, in their 83-part series on climbing losing its way. And we're pretty sure someone is going to finally send burden this year. Welcome to Climbing Is Neither.
Shining like the river, man. I smoke like a man. Don't come at the juice, send you back to where you came from. With the chain, y'all so Bruce Wayne. If he act mysterious, he beat it with my rage. Shining like a mega man. I smoke mega man. Don't come at the juice, send you back to where you came from. With the chain, y'all so Bruce Wayne. If he act mysterious, he beat it with my rage. And if you was
wow. Wow. Incredible.
You
thank you.
Freaking called
I love
it.
Amazing internet now. This
yeah.
is the best thing.
I got a little what do you think of that? You think
incredible.
You
send us more of that, yeah. Whoever sent us that.
Yes, please.
That was me.
Oh, you did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I unlocked
okay.
it there.
Yeah.
So
we should just write a script for the next episode and have three versions of Joe Biden reading all of our lines.
Yeah,
allegedly Joe Biden. He said Joey B on the email. So
Joey B.
Joey B.
Well, yeah,
cannot
confirm or
Joey
deny.
B.
Yeah.
All right. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Pretty good.
I peaked yesterday.
Oh, okay. Cool. Why yeah. don't we talk about that as well? Then?
Yeah.
I mean.
You're gonna out yourself as an old man now.
Yeah,
by the
exactly.
way. Yeah, clearly I'm a very elderly, ancient man. But I scored 29 in cribbage yesterday.
And for wow. people who don't know what that means,
it's the highest you can possibly score in a cribbage hand.
Damn. Yeah, I saw the picks, and you know, I didn't.
I was in hysterics.
You're losing it.
Yeah.
How'd it feel? What?
Oh, I've had the setup. I think twice before. So like, it wasn't like the first time I had the setup and then I hit it. So I've at least been like let down. So I was just like, whatever. It's not going to come up. And then like, I flipped the five and I was losing it.
Yeah. Cause even to get the setup, you basically need to be dealt a hand of four cards. That's three fives and a jack that doesn't match the fives that you have. And then like a cut card happens, which is out of the entire rest of the deck, and that has to be the last five.
Damn.
My favorite part, I was playing against my mom, and she flashed to my partner like her hand. She was like, look what I got. And she had like three sixes and a nine, which is good. It's 12 points. It's like, it's a fine hand. And she was like, look what I got. And then and this is before we had even cut. So then I flashed my partner. I was like, look what I have. And then I cut it and I lost it. I couldn't. And like, my mom instantly knew what was going on. Like, the moment the five flipped up, she was like, no, like, you did not. Anyways,
I'm glad you got this, so this will never happen to you ever again. This
no,
is, this is your 515D right now, basically.
This is a 16A.
This is
damn. It doesn't even exist. I looked it up, and one site says the odds are 1 in 216,000, and another site says 1 in 650,000 for getting the hand.
That's better. I feel like you just won your lottery here.
Yeah, I just won my lottery.
This was your Donwell.
Yeah,
this was your Donwell. Yeah. Well, welcome to the other side. I'm. We're glad for you here. I guess your luck's on the downslope.
Yeah, so now it's
all downhill.
I mean you could always be like, you know what, I did it, you know, like, and I feel like couldn't you blunder it with that hand, or you couldn't blunder it?
No. Oh, okay. Like if you have the cards, like
it's just auto, like you're on autopilot basically.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyway, this is a podcast about rock climbing called...
Cribbage is neither.
Cribbage is neither.
It's neither a crib, nor is it a beige.
I also never know if it's called cribbage or crib. Do you play a lot of crib or cribbage?
Yeah,
or...
occasionally.
Occasionally, okay.
Sasha and I have thrown down on the old cribbage board.
You'll have to teach me. I have no idea what I'm doing.
I love crib.
Okay, because there's like a million rules, right? It's like, oh, if you like...
There are a lot of rules. But
it's not that bad. It's not like, you know, like bridge or something.
Can he count
like
to 15?
Completely impenetrable.
But yeah, welcome to Climbing is Neither.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm Sasha.
I'm Chris, of course.
And I'm Magnus. And my life is only downhill from now. But
Nah. I feel like you got some luck in other areas, maybe. Maybe you'll get another one.
I still have like ability scores to improve in like other sectors of my life.
Yeah.
Like the luck ones get to come down, but
well, I mean, you never know. Like,
get that Skrilla.
I found a $20 US bill when I was like 14 on the ground when we were in the States as a family. I don't think I've ever recovered from that bad luck, you know, or the good luck, I guess. So I'm not sure. Anyway, what about you, Sasha? You got any...
You've been riding that high.
Yeah, we were just like hanging out and I just like looked down at my feet and I was like, it's like one of those ones where it's like, there's no real reason to turn around and try to offer it to people, right? Because no one's going to be like, oh yeah, that's totally mine, right? It makes no sense. What about you, Sasha? Anything, what's new with you, man?
Not too much. Just, riding out the winter blues, sort of.
What do you mean? It's summer here in Australia.
Right. Tasmania.
I think of your meme on the
daily. We're going out to climb totem pole tomorrow.
Which one?
The like when like the third depression wave hits or whatever. That one is so fucking good. It's just, it's a Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Actually, somebody the other day was like, oh, dude, I love your meme page. And then they started quoting all of your memes. And I was like, you've got me confused.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, so it was one of those ones where I was like, I thought the mask was off here, but no, it was not.
There's layers to us, yeah.
There's layers. Also, a new rift in the pod here. I think we have to kind of disband. Ooh. I think all this F1 madness has turned us into a little bit of goblins here. So
I'm still upset.
Man, I have been so busy the last few weeks, just like turbo swiping all the F1 notifications off of my off of my phone. I'm like, I just do not care.
And this is only preseason testing. Wait until it's race week.
I know. Guess what?
It's race week.
Netflix tried to recommend Drive to Survive or whatever to me again. And I was just like, I can't believe that people not only willingly watch this show, but like will try to convince other people to watch this show just so that they can also be convinced to watch this other show, which is live F1.
Well, I mean, there's like plenty of that kind of stuff, right? Like, it's not like the only thing that has like a meta in the world, I don't think, you know?
No, like, but it just like, I feel like I'm getting like guerrilla marketed at, you know, for this, where it's like, has every person I know just drank this Kool-Aid of
F1?
F1.
I don't know. I was thinking about it a little bit and I was like, truly the least sporty sport in all of like sport things that I do, which is not like a lot of sports stuff, but you know, you gotta give it to like football and basketball. Anything that has a ball in it actually is like much more of a sport than like dudes driving around a track. And
you know what? I actually think it's just like the golf for the new generation, you know, where it's dads love to put on golf on a Sunday morning and then just like fall asleep because it's so boring. That's F1 now.
Yeah.
You got me there.
Well, there's also esports. And there's also, I mean, not that esports is like less challenging than F1. I think there's like an equal I mean, maybe esports is actually more challenging because, like, realistically, anybody with a PC can, like, you know, or an Xbox or whatever can, like...
I think it's probably challenging in different ways, which is, like, saying a very obvious point, but... Yeah. Anyways.
So what are we doing this week? We're just.
Anyways, join the official F1 fantasy, not Grid Rivals.
If I hear the word F1 one more time,
you're quitting the pod. Yeah. All right.
I'm symbolically cutting my microphone cable and leaving.
Doing a mic drop and leaving the room here. The home studio.
It's my trump card to win the rules lawyer.
Yeah.
It's going to bring up F1.
Sasha's I actually do have a good rules lawyer for today that I can serve up to you guys.
Yeah, so what's on the docket here? I've got some real brain dead stuff that I was telling you guys about.
That's the good stuff. That's, you know, that's what we're all here for.
That's yeah.
Should we start with our patrons though? Shout out.
Oh, right.
I think it's Magnus's turn to do the reading.
Sure. And there's a lot of funny ones this time.
someone in the Discord said there's one specially for me.
Yeah. I think that's... well, actually, I don't want to say his name and dox him.
We've doxed him many times. I had it on. All right. So still somehow we have our best boy as number one here. Continuing to support the pod. His name, of course, is Austin there, Found Sasquatch. Filming a movie? Do you keep tabs on Austin
that
there?
Guy seems to lead a wild life that I don't understand.
Yeah.
He's always doing something.
Yeah.
I do love that he's a patron of the arts, even though... Anyway, very cool. Austin, I'm fully with you filming that movie in the Gunks for some reason. You bouldering in the Gunks for us here over the winter. Very cool. So anyway... That's our best boy. And then hit us up with the rest of the list here. So
the rest of our, these are our alpinists,
this
right?
This is the alpinist class.
We have Aiden Burns, Alex Johnson, Alyssa Etion, Andrew Bates, Athletic Greens, the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage we've ever tried. It's true. Sponsored by Athletic Greens.
We're not sponsored. No. Boo.
If you own Athletic Greens, you have to throw it away right
Crystal
now.
Crystal Wiz, Davey G, Daniel C., Daniel Krause, David Tennis, Dirtbag Wannabe, E-Grades and Concept Moves are the future of climbing. Go away, Matt. Ed Smith, Harry, Joey Webb, Twin, Josh, Kim Jong So Ill. Oh, what a classic. Layback, Splitter Off Widths. That's true. That's the only technique. Liam Gallagher, Marcos
Fejo. You got it.
Miguel's Calzone. Mikey Likes Pies. Okay. Nathan Nguyen. Neil Dupree.
Desperee?
Noah Walker. Obi-Wan Hilobi. One Star Unnamed Banger. Patrick Brett. Piccolo 31. Riley Rice. Ryan Anderson. Ryan Freca. Samuel Sebastian Ramirez, Sheffield Punter. The tension shoe spray is actually James Pearson's tears collected after the walk of a pipe downgrade.
I honestly just love the fact that y'all are getting crazy with this.
That one's good. Tristan Chen, and that's the real Tristan Chen.
Shout outs to our villains out
Willard's,
there.
Wolfgang Gulick's enormous schlong, and yes, not no.
Nice.
Thank you, Alpinist. Let's keep going here.
I love that. Right now, our Discord is trying to reverse engineer the formula for the shoe spray or whatever.
Are they?
Or maybe it's just you.
I think it's just you.
Yeah, no, me, it's the Charlie meme in front of the board with this red string, and I'm just like going off
from,
on people.
From the sounds of it, you could just use like a nice bottle of like scotch instead.
Yeah, well,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was. That was the
but
joke.
Just
that I
drink
put.
It. You don't put it on your shoes.
Yeah, just drink.
It'll have the same effect.
Don't. You didn't send. You drink 4 ounces of Lagavulin and you go to sleep here, or Lefroy 10. That's what the one that I was benchmarking at the price. But anyway, pretty crazy. So yeah, I guess. What do you guys want to do first? You want to do some news of the week? You want to do
some news?
Yeah, start it light.
Start light. Okay. Well, I guess. Do you want to present any of the stuff that we're doing? We got a special. We got our Squamish correspondent on today.
Yeah, live on the scene.
Live on
set. The scene from the Chipped Holds.
The Chipped Holds, allegedly. I've got a segment called What You Know About Replica. I've also got Stupid Thoughts, the segment. And then we got some mailbag if we want to do it. So, yeah.
And a rules lawyer.
And a rules lawyer. Okay. So what? Mailbag? Or sorry.
News.
News of the week. News of the week.
Well, on the daddy Seb, because we love Seb. He's talking about his next steps in two projects, and I'm excited to follow him along on these.
Nice.
Insouciance. I don't know this one. It sounds hard. He hasn't said much about it. But then also Stoking the Fire Direct. Be cool to see a legendary Chris Sharma project go down.
We were just talking about this. I don't know. What do you think about this, Sasha, these two projects here?
Yeah, it is cool. And actually, Seb got shouted out on Chris's, the real Chris, his latest podcast appearance.
He said, on Normo?
Yeah, he said Seb was like, he was very inspired by Seb. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think Seb is like the closest to...
Seb must have sent Jumbo Love direct just before that podcast.
Yeah, just before
they recorded, so...
That must be a pretty big imprint in Sharma's brain, right? Because he went a couple seasons doing that one, I think. He drove up like two or three seasons, I think.
Not doesn't get repeated very often, so...
Yeah, well, that's cool. What else about Seb, Dad Seb here?
He did some stuff in Turkey, which looks sweet. And one of them, he was like, it might be 9B, but the holds are wet. So if it's dry, it's probably 9A+. But I did it when it was wet. So I'm giving it the slash.
That's classic. Awesome. Hell yeah.
Classic Seb.
Got to throw a slash grade in there.
He always finds a way to get a slash grade. He's like, oh, the hold's wet, slash.
Oh, that's cool. Some pretty light pro stuff. We always see our strong boys doing stuff. What about you, Sasha? You got any news you saw this week that you wanted to bring up?
Well, we actually heard just now that Colin Duffy has done a V16, one of Drew's FAs, friend of the pod, Drew.
Drew Ruana, if you're out there, yeah, if you're listening, friend of the pod. Which one, Insomniac?
Off the books. Oh, no, sorry. It links Off the Books.
This is one of his newest ones.
Okay. Does it even have... Oh, Bookkeeping. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Bookkeeping.
It's like, what, like 11 into 14 into 11?
Yeah, whatever that means. Completely. This is like your favorite meme of like the utterly deranged mind saying 11 into 14 into 11. We can go down this rabbit hole again, but what does it mean? Why do you stop one? I don't know.
Refer to what was it? Episode 2 where we talked about Boulder Math.
The grade episode. Yeah.
Psychotic. Oh, yeah. Like when you like cut down the moves.
Yeah.
And then cut down the pauses and then cut down the like getting one hand on one of the pauses. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like the... Oh man, yeah. I love it for Duffy.
I think this is the one that Drew said he ripped a massive like blunt before pulling on and then sent it.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Do not drop him sponsors, please. We've had too much bad news.
I mean, it's legal in Colorado
now. I'm pretty sure he even posted that he just like ripped a massive one.
I'm pretty sure that was just on the Discord. Those guys are crazy on the Discord. Anyways,
plug for the Discord.
Yeah. Please join us. You get all access, even at the $1 tier. You can pay us a penance of $10 a year and be on our sweet Discord with
for only a dollar a day.
For only a dollar. No, not even, dude.
And you too can just make fun of Drew.
Yeah. And waste your entire work day looking at memes.
Get questioned by your fellow hosts on if you did anything at work today. Yeah, that's all been cool. What do you think about Duffy? You think he's still an Olympic darling? We're going to see him on the podium again, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, he seems in form. He was in form last time. I think I would be surprised not to see him on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Seems like he's still questing for that gold.
To me, I think it's going to be Steezy and Duffy again.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was Coleman.
Yeah, there's no way.
I think it'll be Steezy and Duffy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that
could
be it.
There's some guys, some young guns coming up, though. There's a long way to go yet.
There's the one that we butchered the name last podcast.
Yeah, and
I just said he only got one gold, and I think he got two. Anyways,
disrespect.
Anyway, Jesse Grupper, his name is.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. Yay, Jesse _ G, I think. Kind of a dark horse. Anyway, I think that because of all this like separation in medals, that there's going to be actually probably 4 to 6 people on the team, you know, and they'll be like specialists.
It'll probably be 4.
You think?
You would probably have 2 speed climbers who go for the speed event and then 2 for the combined.
Like one man, one woman?
No. So I guess like 8 in total can come from a country.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, there's always the possibility that you don't qualify like sport and you qualify boulder or whatever. You know,
no, it's still
combined.
Boulder.
Oh, combined.
Yeah.
At the national level?
At the Olympic level.
At the Olympics.
Oh, okay. I thought they were all cut up.
No.
Okay.
No, it's only
speed's
only
been cut.
Speed is cut out.
We are a professional climbing podcast.
Well, Sasha and I know what's going on.
I barely climb. okay. Cool. Yeah, that's all good. You guys want another one? I got some like
hit us
sad
with some
ones.
More news, baby. Sad ones.
Well, there's Yanya, she broke a toe.
Oh,
that is
true.
The yeah, road that's, here.
That's, what does this mean? What is this?
Who is the best?
Yeah.
We still won't know.
I feel like Yanya could actually compete with a boot on and still probably get like podium though.
Oh yeah, I think so.
I feel like the setters that would like not take it out on her and like only give her the like, you know, those like kick over type moves where you have to like, they would
yeah,
like
kick over toe hooks only.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
that might be an advantage though with the boot, you know, it's a hard shell.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like spray some rubber on there.
Tommy Caldwell coming out of retirement too.
Yeah.
His boot
send the mad scientists at like, you know, Mad Rock and they like paste like 4 different drone toes over the boot of the cast.
That has been like the best Discord like sort of Discord meme that we've had, which is like how to modify your shoes for the black market of sending. And it's just like so fucking funny to me. It's like, yeah, I can only use these shoes like 4 times before they self-destruct, and they're like a drone heel and like a, I don't know, a solution last, or I don't know, like hilarious.
Yeah.
I got some really sad news, the Ammon McKinley news. Hero kind of I don't know, sort of mine in the way that like I've always had a little bit of a tab on him and just like thought he was super cool, and yeah, he just apparently just passed away kind of on like a nothing thing, you know. He just like sort of fell off a cliff, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's I think we're between MA dying, him dying, I don't know if there's any like out of the limelight dark horse crushers left, you know, that are like that. I
feel like those guys are like sort of dark. They're more than dark horse. They're like into the dark arts of like climbing, you know, where it's like pure aid or like, you know, wild ass soloing. Like, there's maybe fewer, like there's still like dark horse like sport climbers and boulders, but in terms of the like, yeah, those like true like enigmas of climbing, yeah, there's like maybe not that many left.
Yeah, like Dean Potter dying was like kind of one of those ones where I just felt like, damn, we really had like a guy just like doing his own thing every once in a while, posting a reel, you know. It's like, I don't know, it's like Nolly's a boulderer. He's like sort of like in that class right now because he hasn't like revealed himself for years. I don't even know, is like, is he still on this planet? Did he like take a trip to the moon?
I feel like, yeah, he's Dr. Manhattan right now, just ascending.
Someone
to Mars.
Shared an account that like was posting photos of him recently, and like he was in Rocklands this season.
Oh yeah.
So but, like he's around and he's doing stuff, but he's
but doing what, right?
Like, especially combined with his like Marxist brain posts of like I can just see him like with an absolutely inflated head just ascending into the sky as he traces like the shape of Burden of Dreams onto his head, Dr. Manhattan style.
I have grown bored with climbing.
If I am to have a symbol, it will be one I respect.
just like obliterating Sean Bailey with the like like turning him into atoms or whatever after he tries Burden or whatever. Will Bosey. I think it was some rough news. I was like, I don't know, truly we can't say that there's any like Yosemite climbers left that are
El Cap is now officially dead.
Yeah,
dead to me, dead to the world. Stop going there.
Well, it's closed all summer now. I don't know. It's just one of those things. So, cool. Yeah. And then I guess, I mean, in like very, very like not perturbing, I guess the man was 97 years old, but, Alan Steck died of, what's that route called with the narrows on, Salathe Steck?
Yeah, the Steck Salathe.
Steck Salathe. So he's also like, but I feel like all of like, you know, Frost died and Schwinnard's passing his torch. So I don't know. There's a bunch of people of the Stone Masters that are kind of, they're in their like twilight years there. So unfortunately, but it'll keep happening, I guess. I don't know. That's the sad news. You guys have a, I don't know. Sorry.
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, yikes.
You see that Boulder Aiden Roberts did today?
That's good.
Oh, that is sick.
The Brits are after it. Bosey as well with the Burden Simulator. My gosh.
I think my favorite thing about this boulder that Aiden just did was the landing was notoriously bad, so that's why no one ever tried it.
Ah.
And he split his finger unexpectedly on a different project. So he's like, you know what I'm going to do on my rest day? I'm going to build the landing. And that's the only reason he built the landing is because he split a finger. And then he went and did the boulder.
Speaking of built up landings, did you guys see the Dai Koryama? Yeah.
The log cabin.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I love that one. I'm all for that.
Yeah. Like if it's in the middle of some Japanese forest somewhere that no one's ever gonna go, like man, knock yourself out. Like
yeah. Shout outs to putting a hardwood floor down on your project. cool. I think. What else do we have about Aiden and Bosey? Those guys are too strong. I was listening to that Nugget episode where Aiden was talking about why he's so good at climbing, and it was like, I can pull my shoulder blades harder in than anybody. And I was like, God damn, dude. Like,
Have you watched him climb?
Yeah.
Like,
it's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he said that immediately, I was like, yeah, that's why you look like, you know, like the girl from The Ring every time you climb, but you're like, you know, sending this in such casual style. Yeah. You know, it's amazing.
I just sent you guys a meme I saw today with no context whatsoever.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Who did this? It's McLovin, aka Will Bosey.
Yeah, it's just a picture of McLovin.
I cannot believe they added that.
Tagged as Will Bosey.
This is just too hilarious. That's 26 likes.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable that you would have. Well, hilarious. Cool. Yeah, you guys go for it. Is this all we have about the Brits? The Brits are going crazy. Enough of this British stuff, you know?
Yeah, someone
come
needs to
America. Yeah. Do Burden or do Sleepwalker. Otherwise, I don't believe you. Maybe it's all soft, you know?
Any other news?
I have.
Oh, Ryu on Sleepwalker.
Speak of the devil.
And yeah. Sean. Sean's. Yeah. Sean Squared. Sean Bailey, Sean Rabatou. What do you think about Sleepwalker? Are you thinking it's 17 now?
I don't know. It's kind of
the armchair grading question, just like out of nowhere.
Wasn't ready
for
this
one. What
is
your opinion on the grade, having never touched any of the holds?
The fact that it hasn't seen a repeat yet.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's so accessible and like it's repelled a lot of strong suitors.
The 16 has like Jakob wasn't able to do the 16.
But yeah. Maybe it's just because nobody's going monk mode.
Gotta go monk mode.
I think this is like a real effort, and I think that
there's the one guy, Nathan Williams, is that it? Or
yep.
Yeah, and he's the only guy I see who's putting in effort onto the low, and it looks like he's falling on like the slap to the sloper now.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't look easy.
No, and there's still like a few moves after that. Like mm-hmm. And like, he's a long boy.
and Ryu changed the beta. Yeah. He was able to do it with that.
I love his beta.
It's great.
It's sick.
I love that Nate was like commenting. He was like, damn, that doesn't even work for me. And I was like, man, this is like a real, like, kudos to you, Daniel. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
I want to say,
man, put some, yeah, you know, please give Daniel more respect.
Yeah.
Man's been doing it for us all these years, getting tattoos,
going monk mode,
not even caring what people think.
Honestly, like, I have more faith in that grade now than the Alfan grade, if I'm being an armchair guy right now, a Redditor or whatever.
I would agree.
I mean, that's like the dumb, like, of course, dude, like, one has like five repeats and one has zero. So it's like,
yeah.
And some like
they're so brave of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've really put logic together here. I guess we haven't talked about the Excalibur send. It feels like an eternity ago.
Oh yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now time for Excalibur
9B plus. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What, the low?
Yeah, that there is a low start to it.
Yeah.
Or something.
I thought that it was hilarious that like the first video I saw of Andra, he was like chucking himself across that cliff to like grab the first moves.
Well, that's
like,
the high start.
I know, yeah. I know. It's so funny.
this sport route has three different starts.
One of them you jump to.
Honestly, there's like this horseshoe theory that's happening with climbing. It's like everything is just bouldering. It's just like slowly converging on the same.
The everything is crabs thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like it's getting to a point where like, I don't know, like all the tactics are just the same. Like it's just how you execute the final thing. It's like, well, with sport climbing, you clip a couple bolts, but with bouldering, you just take the rope off and you like go to the top kind of thing. And then with like trad, you know, it's still the same. It's still like you wrap down on it, you play on it a bunch of times, and then you send it, basically. It's like, it's all the same sport now. Anyway, but yeah, what did you think of the Excalibur? You were kind of right. You kind of got it, except for the Bosey thing. You were kind of...
Yeah, I did call it was going to be Bosey.
Weird he hasn't done it, though. That's like the thing.
I don't think he's gone back to it.
Because
he only spent like 3-4 sessions on it, and then he went back to England.
Do you think that's why he's going to Lapnor? Instead of going to Italy, or is it just because it's too hot right now?
I don't know what his plans are.
He said he's going to Burden in March, so that's the.
I saw someone else comment on a post, and he was like, "Hopefully, I'm going soon." So I don't know if he's actually going.
I hope he's going.
The Japanese guy is going.
Who, Ryu again?
I don't think it was Ryu. It was the
Toru Nakajima.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was the one who's gone multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who books all of his time off to go to this. That was a funny one as well, which... Who's the office worker there that you guys were going crazy over?
Monsko Graham.
Monsko Graham, yeah. That was really
funny.
He's,
like, off the gram now.
Yeah, yeah. I loved his, like, hey, could you make me a training thing? And he's like, I don't really train, I just do what feels good, and people are just freaking out about it.
Well, if someone was like, you could sell training plans, he was like,
no, I don't want to.
No, sir, no thank you.
There's no way you could train someone to hang on a 2.5
I love that. The minute he gets asked that, he just like deletes his account. It's like, fuck this shit.
It's like climbing's too big. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think of the line, like Excalibur? Are you like pretty stoked about it? It seemed like kind of it's sort of like in between for me. Like it kind of just doesn't have that sort of long-term appeal. It doesn't look
Are you asking where it fits on the tier list?
Yeah. Yeah. Where does it fit on the tier list for you guys?
I'd give it a B.
Really? Wow.
Wow. I was going to say A. It's so consistent, right? Like the angle is so split.
I do really love that. It's just like single angle, 40 degrees the entire way. Just like the movement doesn't look,
yeah,
I don't know, and like the holds don't really look that good, and there's no like feature other than the clean angle.
I also loved that anytime somebody drew a like self or like drew a a portrait of Stefano like climbing a sword, he would post it on his Instagram. And it was always like, oh man, like learn to draw type stuff. I was having so much fun watching this, and I was just like, Well, you have a little fan club there, Stefano, but I would agree with
B. All right, I'm going to pose a question to you. And sure. This is just like pros sending stuff and how we treat them. Mm. How do you feel about like when a pro sends something and just like your friend who's like, they don't know the pro at all. They're not associated with them. They're not sponsored. Mm-hmm. It's just they're like, and they share it to their story. And they're like, congrats.
Well, I mean, I share pro news to my story.
Yeah, but like that's like on your...
You're a man about town. You're a public figure of note. you're a big guy.
What? Yeah. Resharing. Yeah. Well, so on my personal Instagram or IG, I barely do stories. And...
Like so often, like I see like a pro do something, and then just like some person that I've seen climb at the gym like three times, they're like sharing it on their story, and like they have zero connection.
Yeah, I think that we kind of got into this like mode of like sharing news after the pandemic and the whole like 2020 stuff. Like I feel like people thought that like sharing, you know, like. Those posts on IG that's just words and you have to like scroll through like seven slides.
The carousel spam.
Yeah, this like the truly most brain dead
Stefano sent Excalibur. Here's why it's problematic. And here's what you can do.
Excalibur is a word that the Norse people have been using for years. This is why Stefano... Yeah, I know.
Like, it's one thing for like Adam Mondra and for like Bozy to share it because like, they like, share it on the project with them. And like they're friends with them.
Yes.
It's another thing for like your friend who like has never had any connection with them to be sharing it.
It's like fully brown nosing and like hoping they repost. It's actually, I think, sort of the equivalent of like mailbox junk mail where it's like, it's just like, you're just dumping this into my life and I now have to do the action of getting rid of it. You know, even though it's a small action of like, I walked the junk mail to the recycling bin. I have to swipe my finger across your dumb story that I've already seen because I spend my whole life on the internet.
Yeah, it's true that like there's like sort of like two reasons that I would ever post to my personal story. It would be like something of note that I don't think people are going to know about, which I'd be like, I would like more people to know about this. I would post that. And then like, yeah, so and then that would not be part of it, right? Because like if you have your finger on the pulse, you'll know about Excalibur.
And like, if I was to share something on my personal account, like none of my family would care.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Everyone who follows me, like none of them are going to care that like Stefano sent Excalibur.
Yeah, it's like a...
They don't even know what any of that is.
Yeah, they're like, could you explain or whatever? Like,
I feel the same way though about like, I don't know if you follow Margot Hayes on Instagram.
Yes.
But like when... There was like the Super Bowl and the halftime show, which I didn't watch because I'm normal.
Right.
Didn't the watch Rihanna. Bad Girl Riri.
Yeah. She posted like eight different stories about Rihanna. I'm like, what? This is so weird. Like, why? I don't know. It's like just like weird celebrity worship, but like from like our weird like climbing B list into like the real actual celebrity kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same energy is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's sort of like the like. There was that incredible meme that went around about like when you realize that you reposting to your story is kind of like your mom reposting to Facebook or whatever, and you're just like, oh shit, and like hurts you so bad, like in the heart or whatever.
Yeah, this is one step away from a minion meme, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like if you do minion memes on Facebook, it's like essentially just like posting one of those like carousel things. So. Yeah, I don't know. I would never do it unless, it was like noteworthy and sort of unknown. But I feel like a lot of this stuff is known. Yeah, good point, Magnus. I don't know why people do that.
I say it all the time, and I'm always like, why are you sharing this? Like,
yeah,
everyone that you're sharing it to knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've already blocked or unfollowed all those people that do stuff like that, because I'm just like... It only has to happen once or twice. I'm like, wow, you are unbearable.
Yeah, the mute function has been like my best friend on my personal for sure. Cool.
Should we wrap the news there?
I've got one. Well, ooh, do you guys have any more?
I got nothing. It's all you.
Andre at the Schoolroom, and you guys haven't watched it yet, but I thought it was really good.
It's on the list.
He also released the video of Menagerie.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Didn't watch.
I haven't watched it either.
I mean, I can tell you what it's going to look like. It's that cliff that looks like shit, and he's going to do something.
That cliff looks good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, never mind. I just saw that one picture where he's, like, standing on that massive jug and, like, holding the anchor and, like, clipping in, and he's, like, doing the, like, Andre scream or whatever at the end. He's like,
And they, Will Bosey's just like casually blame him with an ATC, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Uyghurs are actually banned in the Czech Republic ever since the Geneva Convention.
Well, for the schoolroom thing, I had a really good laugh about how it's like Jeffrey Moffat and Ben Miller.
Jerry Moffat. Jerry. Jesus,
whoa,
dude.
Sorry.
Some respect on that name.
Okay, it's
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
That is a very British sounding name, though.
Sir Georges Jefferson. It's Moffat and Moon there. It's Eminem.
Yeah, lose yourself, right?
I was thinking about
guess
the candy.
Who's back, right?
I was thinking about the candy that you get 20. You put a 25-cent guy in there, and you get three of them or whatever. And I just love the like how alien it is to them, because they're like they were young at one point, and they were trying these like V13s, and Andre's doing his like weird like warming up like calisthenics thing where he's like just shaking out his wrists and like moving his arms weirdly like a gremlin, and then they start trying rigs. And the first rig they try is called like Bad Girls Club or something. And and Andre literally like pulls on. It's V13. He pulls on. He does almost every move and he falls off the top and he like loses it because he didn't do it. And Moon is like, you know, that took me like 2 months to like pull on to this thing. And he's just like this like alien thing where these like guys are seeing these guys like complete like get mad that they didn't flash, you know?
Yeah.
They're like super, and I just like think about like what if like somebody came from the like near future to climbing now and just started like flashing every single like rig, you know, like Burden of Dreams. They're like, oh yeah, we came from the future because like there's less rubber on this rig right now, and so we just want to try it in like primo condition or whatever, and they just like flash it in your face. You'd be like, what the hell's going on here?
But they're, it's a possibility, like some like mutant climbing shoe that you like completely bends reality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know if there's going to be that step, right?
Like quantum technology.
yeah they've got like an FEA shoe or whatever. It's been like perfectly designed to have all the power like right in like a 1 millimeter squared. I just don't think there's going to be like a quantum leap like that again, right? Like, I don't think that there's going to be like in 20 years people coming back to like flash Burden of Dreams, you know? Or like,
yeah, maybe not.
Sleepwalker Low or whatever.
Because I feel like the generation that's strong now was sort of like on the like the first people to benefit from like really easy access to gyms and really structured and like, you know, the first generation to have like knowledge about climbing training and like here's what works and here's what doesn't.
Yeah
But there wasn't that many people that could actually take advantage of that.
Yeah,
whereas like all the kids that are starting now, like there's thousands of them that have access to that. So it's like, how will there not be like, you know, 1,000 Will Boseys in like 10 years?
But I thought Drew was that person and like Will Bosey was that person,
right? They are that person. Yeah. But like there'll be 1,000 of them, and then like there's like, you know, a bell curve where like having 1,000 of them means there's like 10 super Boseys and one like ultimate mega Bosey,
perfect grade Bosey.
Yeah.
And there's all the master grade Boseys under him. Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that's
so I think there's still like one more like sort of generation that will like kind of poop all over this generation's projects, and then maybe after that then it'll sort of like the bell curve will be too stretched, you know?
You think there's one more?
Yeah. Like, yeah, there'll be, like, we've had, like, the Sharma, like, breakthrough, the Andre breakthrough. We're maybe seeing, like, the Bosey, Aiden Roberts sort of breakthrough of, like, and maybe, you know, Colin Duffy. Like, all this generation that's,
Sean,
like, yeah.
Drew.
I think we'll maybe get one more of, like, in 5 or 6 years.
Of just, like, the true, like, test tube. Like, we've genetically engineered these people.
Yeah.
They've got the Andre neck. They've got the the Drew
back.
They
eat Fizzy Vantage 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
They're all descendants of Horst. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have... I mean, unless we want to talk about feet. That's the only other
no.
one.
No. Nah. Never. And with that...
Shall we take a little break?
Yeah. That's the news.
Okay, that's the news. Taking a break. Just know you a bad bitch every motherfucking time that you wake up and you look in that motherfucking mirror. All the pretty girls walk like this, 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 this. Pretty girls walk like this, 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 this. All the pretty girls walk like big boss fit. Pull up in the vet. Flooded out my wrist with some ice around my neck. Shitting on my ex. On to the next. Okay. He know this pussy good cause he always come back. I like diamonds shining. Fly me to an island. If I say I want it, then you know he gon' buy it. Foreign, private, designer, stylist. I'll throw attention, know a bitch to get childish. Go dumb on the dick, know he loving the moves. If I'm fucking with him, he ain't fucking with you. Made him blow a bag, spent it all on shoes. Cause all the pretty girls walk like this, 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 this. Pretty girls walk like this, 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 this. All the pretty girls walk like this, this. I've also got some other brain dead takes. You guys want some other brain dead takes?
Hit me with them.
I thought it'd be really funny to patent the idea of really long ice tools for mixed climbing.
With like... You know those like telephone poles that have like rungs up them?
Yeah.
Just like swing your giant ice axe in and then climb it like a ladder.
Why not? Like swing it to the last jug on the route and then climb your ice tool. Like, right? Like, why not?
I mean, there's only one ice climber in this room. Magnus, is that how ice climbing works? Are there jugs and not jugs? I don't know.
Climbing?
You're always on jugs, so
whatever.
It's fine.
Can you just imagine? You're almost at the top, and then you suddenly like ping out of the ice, and you take this like wild ride on the pogo stick of death.
Well, it's because I was examining this idea because we sent that message. Well, we got one of our latkeys to.
I have to say. To quickly go back to those tools, I have seen like custom made ones that are like two feet long.
Really?
And like those are ridiculous.
Do they work? Do they work better?
I think some people use them for like mixed climbing.
Yeah.
And like dry tooling. It's not like a ice thing.
I love that. It's like my proj is too reachy. I'm just gonna get longer tools.
Why not? I mean, there's no like we said no spurs, right? But we never said like there's a length to ice tools. Do they have to, I mean, you know, as long as they're made by Petzl, I can use them. I don't know. So that was my other brain dead take.
Did you ever see, I think it was, I think Conrad posted it. There was like a ice climbing course. And instead of teaching people like how to like swing their tools, they just like took like 20 tools and made like a ladder out of them. Put them all into the ice.
Yeah, they do that with like guys will like slam a bunch of tools for a traverse to like practice.
Not even like a traverse. It was just like
it was a pitch.
It was like a pitch, and I think it was like 40 ice tools just like into the wall.
Just doing the rough math. Here,
so then all you had to do was
$20,000 worth of ice tools on this like route or whatever. Isn't it? I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. Sorry, all you had to do is what.
Like, all he had to do was just like take the last 20 years worth of tools he got from Petzl and just put them into a single
via Aquata, if you will.
That's so stupid. That's the stupidest joke I've ever heard.
There's another one. I saw someone had gone to like a popular ice climb and they put in like they walked to the top of it and wrapped it and then just put in like V-threads every 2 feet.
Oh shit.
And turned it into like a sport climb.
Fixed it.
Oh shit. Isn't that bad for the ice? Like, isn't that just like, I don't know, whatever.
Not even bad really. For the ice. It goes away every year. Who cares?
Okay, that was the only opinion that Taps got right, was that ice climbing sucks because it's ephemeral. I thought it was so funny. He got that woman like so riled up. Anyway, It doesn't suck. It's good.
Nah, it kind of sucks. And it's okay.
It's okay. Oh, he's calling. Our Squamish ambassador is calling in 1 minute. I'm going to tell him to call you.
One minute. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello? There we go. There we go.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Yes. How are you, Mr. Great. Salvo?
Oh, not too bad. You know, just finished a day at work and I'm home now.
I'm
chilling.
I'm just curious. What do you do for work?
He's at Climb On.
Yeah, I'm at Climb On.
Oh,
Climb
yeah.
On Equipment.
Yeah.
I was ready for the Mags working, 99 answer.
Sorry?
I was ready for the Mags 99 answer.
Yeah.
What's the Mags 99?
No.
Making those enchiladas, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
hell yeah.
Clean eating now. Yeah.
No deep fried chimichangas.
I ate so much Chibas when I was living in my van this summer that I think I have to detox for the year or something.
Year-long detox, yeah. Goddamn.
Shall we introduce our guest here, you guys? We got the one, the only, the Squamish connection here.
The chipper of holds.
The chipper. The...
Hey, now.
we're gonna get into all
of that.
Oh,
he's
gone. Yeah, he's disconnected. We got ES the Reckoner, newest dark horse in Squamish here. How are you, man?
Not too bad. Yeah, just been hanging out. Winter has been okay. Just been laying low and working and climbing a bunch. So yeah, life has been all right.
Well, yeah, I saw you did that V13 recently.
yeah, of course.
Man,
not
you're
too
just
bad.
So savage here. tell us about yeah, why don't we start with that one?
Yeah, why don't we start with you're talking about Reckoning, or what are we talking about?
No,
Zazen or whatever.
Yeah, Zazen.
Zazen.
Yeah, I did that one recently. It was a boulder I knew about for a little bit, and then
who did the FA again?
This guy Harry Robertson, who I don't know a whole lot about. Some friends apparently climbed with him back in the day and said he was heinously strong on crimps. But yeah, this dude Harry, and he did it on a trip here and then left and didn't come back since or something.
That's so awesome.
What
so,
a guy.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah, not a whole lot known about the boulder.
And then a hole broke on it, right?
Apparently, yeah, maybe two. I don't know. Harry's comment on 8A says that like a hold or two broke. He says holds with like a plural S in brackets there. So it sounds like he didn't really know what happened. He just heard it broke. So yeah, I tried messaging him on Instagram like the week I did it, but I haven't heard back since. I was just trying to like get a little bit of a story from him as to what his experience was like with it, because I want to know how similar it was to mine.
What was your experience like?
But yeah, that is I guess there's a little more. I guess I like tried it and then couldn't do it for a long time, and then finally figured out how to do the move I couldn't do, and then it took quite a bit more time to put it all together, and then did it on Valentine's Day, which was fun.
Oh, cute.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's rad. So tell us about Valentine's Day. Did you have a good one? Was it everything you hoped for on a Valentine's Day? Was it like sort of like a memorable moment, you think?
It was everything I expected and planned. I had it planned for like 2 weeks.
Nice.
I knew I was gonna be alone for Valentine's, and I was like, well, fuck this, I'm at least just gonna do the hardest boulder I can.
That's
so right. I just started like kind of tapering off and resting a little bit and farming some skin and stretching and eating well and
I love
sleeping
this.
Well and doing all that for like 2 weeks, and then I was just timing it well with the weather. I was like, well, Valentine's looks good and I got the day off, so I'm just gonna go do the boulder. Because it's kind of all I had left to do. I had done it in two parts like so many times. So I just had to try really hard and be really rested. So I think I took like 3 days off before I did it. And then I did like a little 5 minute warm up or 10 minute hangboard warm up at the boulder and just tried to do it right away while I was fresh. And it worked. So
damn.
That was pretty dope. But then, the rest of Valentine's Day was kind of pretty mellow. I mean,
did you crack a bottle of wine after that?
Yeah,
I rolled a huge, like, huge doink and popped off a bottle of champagne with the homies. Hey, on the street.
Let's go.
That was fun.
Well, let me say you put more thought and preparation into your Valentine's Day than everyone in this room and probably 90% of our listeners. So
No. We were talking about you, Sasha, and we know for a fact that you went to the zoo, and it's funny. So you did some preparation.
You see, you guys probably had partners to spend the day with, right?
Oh, you had a dancing partner.
I blow off Valentine's Day every year because our anniversary is like 6 days before it. So I just go, let's just do our anniversary, and then I'm going to skip it.
There you go.
Magnus was kilter boarding on Valentine's Day.
I probably was.
Actually, no, awesome. I did go kilter boarding on Valentine's
with Magnus?
No, with Margot. We did a V-Day session.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah.
Tell us, Mr. Salvo, my big question for you is how you've been liking adapting to what I'd like to call the sort of locals only thing that's happening here in Squamish for you, maybe the whole like you're pulling up, you're a young gun, you got all this strength, and all these surf guys are like stay off my surf kind of thing. Have you been feeling this?
Not too much, a little bit. I mean, when I got here, there was definitely that, but I think that also goes hand in hand that I was probably like a bit of a douche at the start of it.
Yes,
like I'm like very okay to say that looking back on it, like just spraying so hard and like very ego heavy and like number focused and just like driven to do the hardest things I can for not the right reasons, and yeah, just, you know, kind of pushing through, being like, oh, I'm the strong and psyched one here, so like whatever. But yeah, I think that definitely contributed to there being some distance in the generations here. And then, yeah, I think it just took some time for them to kind of get to know me and also for me to get to know them, because we have a lot in common and they're all really cool people. And I think they just had to kind of get to know me a little bit, maybe. And I also had to chill out quite a bit, clearly.
I'm glad there's
which has helped.
Glad there's a happy ending there. We were just talking about how funny it was to like roll up. We saw your post today at, or wherever it was, and to roll up to Squamish and just go straight to the egg, and that's like your first warm up or whatever.
yeah, that was kind of funny.
Power
that
move
was
for
like
sure.
Right after Nationals. Yeah, but no, I think it just took a little bit of like getting to talk with them. And I think one thing that they maybe didn't realize was just how they perceived me maybe gave them an idea of who I was as a climber and like where my inspiration comes from. But just the more time I spent here, the more I tried to dive into like local knowledge and history and in the bouldering history, at least. I've been through like almost everyone's blog, like Blogspot website, like the Mount Lucas blog and Chong's and all like the old climbers, just reading through to get as much info and stories as I could. Same thing with Peter's website, and just try to like gather as much info as I could and just try and get an idea of what it was like back then. And then at least just try and figure out like where bouldering in Squamish is now, because ultimately like it's changed so much in that time, and there's kind of there's no way of really changing where it is now. I think you just have to kind of figure out like where bouldering's at and look at where it was and then try and just like respect both. And yeah, there's going to be a generation after me. So I think the whole part that I'm at now is just trying to talk with all the locals and get on good terms with everyone and just try and maybe figure out how we can just document history better. And also just like connect and share stories so that the local community can develop a bit more. And I think everyone's like pretty psyched on that.
Yeah, because you had hit me up, I think, when the whole like, is this hold chip thing happened? And you were like, kind of like, I think you were a little bit like sort of upset about the allegation that somebody was at fault here. And we're just kind of like, it seems like you've like, I don't know, just kind of taken a, you're like, whatever, you know. sort of blood under the bridge type approach here about this, you know? It seems unless you want to talk, I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about Reckoner or the Reckoning
singularity.
Or singularity. Yeah. I can't get the monster.
Yeah. I mean, there's some like Reckoning context there too. like a little side story about the whole thing. Anyways, so like rough timeline. I won't like dive into the whole thing. Just hit you at the major points. Let's see. April, I moved here. April 2022, tried the Singularity a bunch. Realized that the hold looks pretty chipped because I had been like trying it a bunch, and I had this like telescoping ladder that I would use to brush and tick the holds. And then, yeah, I would just, you know, get up there and notice how like flat and smooth it was. And it had like this really weird flat 45 degree bevel in the back of it that was exactly 2 inches wide. And I was like, huh, this is kind of suspicious. Like, it looks like an enhanced hold.
Okay.
Because it's kind of, like, in a perfect spot on the wall, too. Like, if it was, like, if it wasn't chipped, it's just some crazy, you know, natural phenomenon that's really cool. And then, like, how did that get there is a whole question in itself. But, yeah, I've, like, seen other manufactured holds on the granite here and felt them. And it has, like, a similar texture. So I was kind of curious. Anyway, I asked around a few people. No one really thought much of it. And then kind of over the year, there was more talk about it and just like more questioning, trying to get an idea of the timeline. And then Tim Clifford texted me and said he went back and thought it was like he looked at it again and then this time realized that it was chipped. And I couldn't really make sense of what he was talking about. He was more talking about like this one, I think like the left or right side of the hold. I think the right side, he said there's like this indent added there that wasn't there before, which like maybe, because I don't know what it was like back then. But yeah, it didn't make as much sense to me because I was kind of just wondering if the entire hold was enhanced.
Okay.
And then I kind of asked like Tim Doyle and a couple of the other like older climbers that were around in like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. And they just kind of don't really remember what it was like back then because they've been here for so long. But yeah, like, a couple of them are like, yeah, it kind of, like, I see what you mean. It does look like that, but no one really knows what happened. Either way, I think like the whole, the story ends with me kind of realizing that like, it's maybe a good thing to have discussions like this, but not in like an accusatory way. I think it's good to be like, look at where bouldering maybe was like 20 years ago. Like if this was a thing that was happening and there are other ethics that, you know, were happening at that time that shouldn't be going on now, just trying to like document it in a way that people can actually look at it and see like, oh, this isn't good. Or like, why was this done kind of thing? And then we can move forward in like a better way and hopefully improve on like bouldering ethics generation to generation.
Damn, you're like, you're like 23 or whatever. Like, what the fuck?
I'm 20.
God damn, dude! It took me like, I don't know, way too long to figure this stuff out. I guess. I don't know. That's sick.
It's
damn.
A blessing and a curse.
But you're like fully embedded now. I like it. I love that you're bringing that Niagara Glen.
Well,
like...
I don't have much else happening out here. Like the winter is fucking brutal. It's just so gray and rainy. And
you guys,
most of the time, at
least. Also just got a bunch of snow, didn't you?
Yeah, we just got nuked, dude. I'm going bouldering tomorrow. And then the day after that, I'm going to go rent snowshoes and try and hike way behind the chief to go look for boulders in the snow. Because it's like,
you should go for
perfect snowshoeing condies.
First ice ascent of the apron. It looks like it's in.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude.
What on like a banana peel or something? There's a flow.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I thought someone might try and like ski it or ski base jump off it. I thought
psychotic.
That'd be hilarious. Like if you skied the first like 100 feet and got enough speed and just like launched with
built
the
a little booter or
and
something.
Sailed out the rest of the way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you gotten passed by a mountain bike yet on a route? I feel like that's been happening as well in Squamish lately. That
no, but actually I did this thing in the winter. I didn't really post about it, but I got some cool photos. My friend in Vancouver, Ben Fenton, has some like really cool friends, and he himself is like really in the skate world and snow world too. And I got him and his photographer friend to come out. And then they got Sean Pettit to come in like December when there was a bunch of snow. And I ran like 4 laps on Shelter, which was this V13. And Sean just like fucking hucked himself off the lip a couple of times. And we got some cool photos.
Damn.
But, that's sweet.
Yeah, you saving it for the DPM revival here? Like, what's going on? Where are these photos, dude?
I think I put it on my Instagram story one day. I could, I'll message it to you. It's a cool pic, but yeah. I think I'm going to put it in this magazine that Gabe and I are working on.
Nice, nice. You want to reveal any of that, or are you, what's the...
I mean, I could talk a bit about it. What do you guys want to know?
I don't know. Do you know about this, Magnus?
I didn't even know this was happening.
Well, Mr. Salvo here, he's trying to become a media mogul because he's sick of it, this Canadian landscape of course.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. Please, we will be your first subscribers. Please put out a magazine here.
We're from Canada or anything.
Yeah. Tell us about, like, maybe why is it Canada that you call it, this country of yours?
I guess so. Yeah.
Why does it need
ours? Yeah.
Why does it need another magazine is like the big question here.
Okay, well, I think there's two answers. One being, why does Canada need a climbing magazine? And the answer is just like also talking about maybe where climbing media is right now and where it can go in the future. Yeah, I mean, I guess like my little background with this, I've just been, you know, somewhat of a, you can call it athlete or climbfluencer or whatever for the past couple years, kind of working with some brands and climbing and getting gear from them. And I kind of want to, you know, get to the point where I can get some income to go climbing for part of the year and make that a thing. And I've, you know, tried to figure out how to make that happen and what brands are looking for. And a lot of it is just like hot garbage, to be honest. It's just like quantity over quality.
Yeah.
And I'm not super down for that. And as much as brands are like very open to like, oh yeah, you can like totally do your thing. When it comes to like getting bigger brand deals, there's obviously like you need to have an X amount of Instagram followers kind of thing, or X amount of following. And so it's just like, how do you get there quickly? It's just like, you're going to produce as much content and volume as you can and sacrifice the quality. And I'm not really down for that. I don't have the time or effort to make a bunch of crap like that. I'd rather make a couple of things that I feel like will actually be cool. And knowing myself and like the sort of person I am, like just talking about reading all those blog posts and like nerding out on bouldering history and whatnot, like that's the sort of stuff that really fuels me. And I don't really see that with our generation right now. I see like there are definitely videos out there that are very like popular, but there's not a lot of stories coming from, you know, people with more unique stories or just like more things going on. People who just aren't like climbing all the time, people who have like normal shit going on and are normal people in a lot of ways, but just really love climbing. And so I just want to kind of try and change that a little bit. And I think my friends do too. And yeah, tying back to like Canadian media, if you look at, you know, the one magazine that shall not be named,
get their ass.
It's just like, it's just a reposting service kind of thing that, you know, yes. I feel bad for them because like they got to do what they got to do to make money. And I get that it's a business at the end of the day, but they're sacrificing like a lot of quality content and opportunity for kind of just doing the bare minimum, it seems like.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because like climbing magazines aren't very profitable. Like, I don't know. I'm like a young 20-year-old kid who has no clue about business or any of this shit. Like, I barely did much in school. So I'm just like kind of talking up my ass here when it comes to the whole magazine business stuff. But I do see like somewhat of a need to just like share stories. And I think Squamish has been a really big influence in me in that way. Just like meeting all these really cool random people that are super humble and like casual about what they do, but are total crushers or just really inspirational or unique in many ways that, you know, you don't see it on online or on social media platforms. You just see like this very filtered version of them. And I even see it with myself, like who I am in my day-to-day life is, I think, quite different from how I am online or how I'm perceived. And so I think a magazine is just like a cool opportunity to kind of create some longer form pieces and a more like, you know, permanent medium that's not just going to disappear in a couple days on your phone timeline. It's like something more permanent that you can hold and keep.
Sasha had a kind of a take one time at the beginning of our podcast when we were making it, like the first few episodes when it sounded like shit and we had like the worst takes in the world.
We still do.
We haven't, the takes haven't gotten any better. Thanks. Anyway, so
very fair. Though. I love it.
his whole thing was like, we need a new schoolers for climbing. And I'm like, yeah, cause like the zine is cool and it kind of does the like Moab trad guy crushing towers thing, but there's not like that bouldering sort of, you know, like there's no like boulder rag, you know, like there's not like really something like that. And it just kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of a disservice because it is the like largest growing portion of climbing, I think, by far right now.
Yeah,
you know?
I would think so. Well,
yeah,
we need like a new schoolers or a, the barracks version for climbing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
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 Well, let us know when the Meg is available.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I will.
Every day.
It definitely won't be too boulder centric. I'm going to try and get like a wide variety of climbing in there. I'm actually going to put my bouldering pads away come June.
Yeah, I saw you bought a 0.75. Have you been talking to Ben Hardin of Squamish?
I actually got more. Listen to this.
Ooh.
That's maybe like three cams hitting each other. Yeah. Four cams hitting each other.
No.
Six?
I got more in there.
Ten?
Did you buy the rack for Cobra Crack and nothing more?
No, three nuts. I got quite a bit more. I got like, there's still some things I need for Cobra, but I got like a rack of DMM nuts, a rack of the offsets, a bunch of BD cams, and some Metolius cams.
What's the thing? Are you going on that prowl wall? Are you going on the Cobra? What's the next
Well, I'd like to climb 514 on gear and Bort. I don't know what either of those will be. I checked out Cobra last summer and it was pretty cool, but I don't really know what I'm getting myself into with this whole crack climbing thing. So
yeah,
I don't want to put too many expectations out there, but
finger cracks.
Yeah, just jam your shit in there.
Finger cracks is just like spit it where it fits, and then you do like the fucking mono, and then
no. When I was on Cobra, I couldn't. That fucking mono, man, is just so sketch. Like it is too bomb. Like I put my finger around it, and I'm like, no. Like if I slip in a weird way, my finger is going to be messed up.
Yeah.
So I tried to pinch it instead and it kind of works. I'm going to maybe try and boulder it a bit more. I don't want to do it Sunny's way when I try it and like go up that big ramp. Nice. I think that'd be pretty cool.
New beta, baby. Let's go.
Goddamn, I'm sweating.
So you're not even
thinking about it. Yeah.
Are you even going to do the invert?
Sunny didn't do the invert, did he?
No invert? Oh, come on. I know Sunny just like went straight on, but I...
We're shipping you off to Squamish this summer. Magnus, you're going to be there. we're gonna have a team send here of Sin. Climbing is neither.
Oh, please. I need a belayer. We're going to get out here.
Siege
style.
But
no, we'll see. I think the whole idea with like getting into the trad world is just that I won't have to boulder in the summertime when it's really hot and busy here. And I think it opens up like a lot of cool opportunity for the future here.
You should just go join.
I don't know, there's like a lot of potential still, I think.
Just go join the crowds of people trying like Pulse.
What the hell's Pulse?
It's on the big show.
Big show. Emmett
brought me there last summer. And I sport climbed with Tim there for the day. And he like ran a Pulse lap to show me the beta so I could try and flash it. And I've never had someone like so psyched while I was belaying. It was awesome. I was just like mid crux and Tim was like, oh yes, mate, you're so strong. And I was like, I got to like the sport climbing part and I like couldn't really do it. So, and then I just left because it was not very good climbing.
That guy is like a smile on legs, hey? Like, hilarious.
Dude, he is like perma-stoked. Yeah. I don't know. He can never put me in a bad mood when I'm climbing with him.
Yeah, I always like watching his stuff.
Do you want to play the Sasha game here? You got the Sasha game all queued up?
Oh, I have a few.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sasha game.
You have some questions for...
I got some questions.
Okay, we got a game as well. Or
we can put them around.
Is it AIDS?
Yeah. Amazing.
My first quick hitter here is best moderate in Squamish.
Oh, hell yeah.
For all of us normies.
That's under V12, by the way. So yeah, I'm just kidding.
Your bar for moderate under
V4, no, please.
No, a single digit. Okay. Damn, I honestly don't know. I can't remember. I know I climb a bunch, but...
Let's get like a sub V6.
Off the top of my head.
And then like a V6 to
V10. I did lounge jack for the first time the other day on a circuit. That one was pretty good.
Not good.
Little crimpy rig.
Incorrect
opinion. No, that one was good.
I think, well, how tall are you, Ethan?
5'7", but I got a +7.8.
+7?
Okay. You are like made to be the next climbers. Like,
okay, yeah. I don't fit on that thing. Like, it's for short people only.
All right. What's the better answer?
But you don't like like Baba Hari Das or Mantra or like something cool
like
that?
Oh, actually, yeah. Baba's a classic. Yeah, there's some fun. Yeah, Peter told me a good story about Baba Hari Das. Let's put that one on it because it spits like everyone off, including the pros.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it's also great because it just keeps getting harder. Like every move is the same, but just a little bit harder.
I always go in summer and touch it, and I'm like, no way, you know? Absolutely no way.
Always go in summer and just kind of like stand by. Yeah, it's a good one.
Just get to watch all the gumbies slipping off it.
What's your next question here, Sasha?
Let's go favorite pro climber.
Oh, damn.
Good question. Nolly, maybe.
Oh,
damn! You would. Yeah. I feel like
strong Nolly vibes. Yeah,
yeah. It's
yeah.
We had chicken today, and we were talking about how how Nolly like absolutely goated this guy is. You know, just decided to drop off the fucking world.
You'll have to listen to this episode later, Ethan, because we described Nolly like 20 minutes ago in like the most psychotic way possible. So. Cool. Get ready for that.
Yeah, maybe that describes something about me too.
All right, next time.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a good pick, I guess. All right, what's next?
Let's just go. I just wrote this down. Worst thing about climbing.
Oh, damn.
Capitalism.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hello, Nolly. Yes, big Nolly.
Yeah. All right. You want to keep going, or is it just a one word answer that we're just
I don't know. That one's a tricky answer for me because I feel like I'm a part of the problem in so many ways, but
I feel like,
I don't know, I try and
capitalism is like almost the reason why climbing media sucks as well now.
Oh, totally.
Like that's like what's led to a climbing media
capitalism. Like, let's call it like hyper capitalism because the way that it functions now, I don't think it's very stable. And there are stable ways that capitalism can work, but I don't think, you know, it's very sustainable for like climbing and the community and what I like to think of climbing as.
Damn.
We're here for it.
That's a mic drop right there. All right.
You love a pro climber who's also a philosopher. I feel like we don't have enough of that, and I'm definitely here for it. Let me know when your manifesto is out, Ethan, and I will also buy a copy of that.
Yeah, I will.
Don't do any crimes, though, in Squamish, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal.
Okay, cool.
I've only had to run Rangers once, I promise.
I'm sure that they were in the wrong, too. So... All right.
Well,
no,
it was when the boulders were closed and we were like 5 feet away from the sign and they came. I was like on the boulder and then I was off and then, yeah, anyways, I had to run barefoot through the woods and I was like hiding in a cave for like 5 minutes. It was a good time.
Yeah,
this better be this better be in the first magazine issue, like me running from the Rangers. All right, next question.
I guess we could, I don't have any more like set questions, but we could either go with one of two games, which is like the Is It Aid game, which we played with Drew to great hilarity, or
Nothing's Aid,
or the Boulder tier list.
Yeah, which would you like to play? Boulder tiers, like, you know, do you know the tier list thing? Ooh. Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
What do you like better?
Let's go with the Is It Aid. I feel like that one could create some fun controversy, and I feel like I might have some takes that might make me consider my own actions.
I got the first one here if you want, Sasha.
Let's hear it.
Sean Robitaille with the tarp over Burden of Dreams here. Is it Aid?
Ooh. I don't know about Aid, but definitely, definitely a way to get locals to get mad at you sometimes.
Sus ethics, yeah.
That's one we could debate. Is it Aid? No, it's not Aid, but like,
just bad for
me. I mean, I've tarped boulders myself, like, no doubt, and like Gabe has too. Like, it was a thing we did in the fall and in the winter, but I don't know, some people got really mad at first, and then I think I was like very defensive about it.
Isn't there a video of Keenan on, I think it was The Reckoning?
Oh, Reckoning.
Yeah.
And there's tarp?
Yeah.
Tarped
it's like
it
mega tarp.
Yeah, it worked. There was like 100 mil of rain, and the tarp just kept it dry. But I don't know. I was like, some locals were very not psyched about it at first. With like not some very justified reasons, but I realized in the end that there should be like some rules to tarping. And I feel like one is that like, don't tarp shit when it's going to be busier, when people are going to be around, and don't do it close to the road. Like, I saw people like tarping things in the Grand Wall, like that you could see from the parking lot, and it was like, okay, maybe that's not cool.
Oh, like porn hair or something? You know,
Ranger's gonna like someone tarped Razor Burn.
Okay.
At one point, and it was our friend, and I mentioned like maybe like don't tarp that one, like it's visible, you know.
Was it you then?
If you're a little deeper in the woods.
Was it you then that took my tarp off of Easy Chair?
You put a tarp on Easy Chair?
No, Sasha's just playing. Yeah.
You local too?
Sasha would never. Who knows? Where are
Who
we?
Who knows?
Maybe we're like Carmen, just in the next San Diego.
Room. Just put your ear to the wall here.
what about a pod favorite technique here? The chalk bag toss up mid boulder. Is that Aid?
You know, I don't know if it's Aid. I think that's more of a style thing.
Nice.
And you know, I learned it's maybe not necessary. I had an encounter on deadlift when I did that one. The top out slab is kind of big, and it was just me and my friend Zoe there, and I pulled over the lip and got to the rest ledge, and I was like, yo, Zoe, like, throw me my chalk bag. I don't have any chalk, and I'm sweating. And then all of a sudden, my forearms just got super bricked, and I was like, oh, God, I can't wait for chalk. And I had to just climb. I had to, like, outgo the flash pump on the fucking V3 slab. And so I just death crimped my way to the top without any chalk, and it was completely fine. I just had to use my feet a little bit more.
Damn.
So
the gods ascending really punished
but if you
there.
You take it, like, whatever.
I feel like that's the thing with like the chalk bag throw up. It's just like, use your feet.
Yeah.
Like you're getting the chalk thrown to you because like you're standing on a ledge. So,
you know, you get through the crux on your prod, and I'm like absolutely like chalking the shit out of my hands with the chalk that I brought up. So it's easy to like stand on my high horse here. But yeah, I would probably, if it was me in that situation, I'd be like, fuck yeah, give me that chalk, baby.
All right.
The beta I'll give quickly to all of those chalk bag tossers. And the thing I like to do is I do a light chalking on my cotton pants. And then if I ever need to, I just like smack my hands against my pants and get a little bit of chalk. And it works pretty well.
There's another Canadian that does that, I think.
I mean, I do that sport climbing.
No, not you. You're not.
But like deliberately, you don't deliberately chalk your pants, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
If I'm
on
at a good
sport climb,
if I'm at like a really good rest and I know there's like a big long crux sequence coming up, I'll put chalk on my pants.
This is the first I hear of this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's a very specific route that I did at this for like a lot.
You're a psycho, dude.
I thought
hey,
I was gonna
who
say
who sent it.
Not me. Yeah, that's true.
I think what's our boy there? Olympic gold medalist and smart water boy here.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, smart water boy.
Yeah,
well, P-Rob is the smart water boy.
P-Rob?
No,
gold medalist.
He's not a gold medalist.
He needs the smart water.
Who's our Canadian Olympian that keeps going?
Oh, McCall?
Yeah, Sean McCall.
He's not a gold medalist.
Said Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, sorry. I'm pretty sure that McCall has like I think that he was like he had an interview where he's talking about like how he had like four layers of chalk where he had like the back of the hand chalk,
okay,
the front of the
that's
hand
ridiculous,
chalk,
though.
The pant chalk.
He also like, but his is like the liquid chalk, and then like,
he does liquid
he's
chalk like
on,
up
like,
to the elbows.
Pants.
Yeah, okay.
That
anyway.
Dude's a psycho. Do you see?
Let me tell you what.
Oh, let's hear it.
You should go on Sean McCall's blog and find his Nagual flash write up and read it. It is so painful. If you want to hear about him chalking up, I think there's like about six paragraphs about him talking about chalking up before the boulder.
Is that in that's the one in Waco, or is that in
it's in Waco.
Yeah, that's the one in Waco. It's pretty dope.
Damn. Well,
I sometimes look through Sean McCall's Sendage account, which is like so old now that hasn't been posted on in like 12 years, and just think about what could have been.
What do you mean? Like,
well,
like,
there you go.
He ticked. Like,
what do you mean? What could have been? It's just Lucas. Lucas is doing what could have been or
guess,
will do.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the way things go. But
it's just like 12 years ago, like Sean could have done like so many 515s and like V15s. But he didn't.
Because he ticked like the low anchor of biography when he was in Seiyuz. And
really?
It was like big things to come kind of thing. And then like, you know, and
no
like
way.
Took it at like whatever, 14B or 14C. And then like, yeah.
God
damn.
Yeah.
Well, Lucas needs to spray a bit harder too. Because that man is really on one.
So is he coming back to Squamish this summer? Do you know?
Oh, he just lives in Vancouver. He's just busy.
Oh, he's just busy.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well,
yeah.
We'll stay tuned for more.
He's like, he's doing a lot of cool stuff in the comp world right now.
Right.
And yeah, it takes up a lot of his time.
Another, is it aid? Ethan, you got some time here with us?
Oh yeah, I got quite a bit of time. I'm only waiting on cooking steaks, and I'm not that hungry
yet.
Oh
hell yeah!
Damn, every day is Valentine's Day. Am I right?
Yeah, no kidding.
what's you got another one there, Sasha?
Well, why don't we start with just a basic knee bar pad? Are you a knee bar pad aficionado?
Not really. I mean, I try and be. I'm not exactly a knee bar wizard. I have a long way to go until I can consider myself that, which is kind of why I don't use them often. Nale actually put up the middle cert to room service with the knee bar, and I tried it for a little bit, and I just like threw my knee bar pad at my bag one day and gave up. And I haven't been back on since.
I do feel that some days when I'm like, when you like are trying a route, you're like, oh, I've heard there's a knee bar at this part, and you like go up there with your pad and you're like, how the hell are people knee barring here? It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a scum,
knee bar pads are kind of, yeah, they're aid, but they're accepted aid is what I would say.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Like toe rubber on top of your climbing shoe, you know?
Oh, you'd get rid of that?
No, but it's just an evolution in the climbing world.
It's like the heel spurs of sport or bouldering, you know?
Fair enough.
Maybe not quite.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, heel spurs are aids, but...
you got one, Magnus?
Yeah, the outside heel hook. Is it aid?
Oh, no.
No,
I saw your beta on the Reckoning. Like, that looked like straight aid.
I wish I could make it work. I guess you guys, no one has seen it. Because actually, if you go online, there's a video of deadlift on the climb on YouTube channel. It's like not a very good video. I just gave them my uncut footage off my camcorder that's pretty crap. And they just like put it in the end of this interview that I did with them for work. And you can see I actually did the boulder with an inside like heel cam I think is what you're referring to, where I like, I guess like used the outside part of my heel, but I instepped it on deadlift.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, yeah, exactly that.
So, it's, so
I don't think it's eight. It's just nah. some like fucking wizard shit.
You know? And get on my level.
Wizard, gotta... wizard shit is AIDS.
No.
Because like Dave Graham is AIDS.
The man himself.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty fun. Good game here. I don't really have other.
Do we want to go
think,
in? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just think people got to start looking for them more. They're everywhere. And some of them don't work, but some of them do. And then you're like, holy shit, this is game changer.
Sasha and I found one on a boulder a couple years ago, and it was like absolute game changer for one move, and then we could not get out of it.
Yep.
It was like, wow, this move is so easy, and now I'm stuck.
Just locked in.
Yeah. On deadlift, it was cool because I had to like lock it on the inside and then cam it out. And then I like moved my right foot from like a full extension to like right beside my hand.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Pretty mega.
I'll never do that. So that sounds good. What about, you said you might have some spicy, aid opinions. Is there anything we didn't ask about that you've got strong feelings on?
Torching.
I feel like this is not going to be that controversial unless you're pro torching.
Is it a problem in Squamish? Dude, like, are people like hitting the torch like constantly, or what's going on?
Someone made a post the other day that someone torched a boulder, but then I messaged the person that posted it, and I was like, "Oh shit! Like, how recent was this?" And they were like, "Oh, I don't know. I haven't been at the boulder in a long time, but someone has torched it." And there's other things that have been torched. Fun fact, there's this really great YouTube channel, NC514. If you go on there, they have a copy of Beyond Gravity, and in there, there's a little Squamish bouldering feature where they feature someone torching the weasel very aggressively. And I asked them more cool about it. It was like very much a thing at one time, and it still is a thing out there, apparently. I mean, people like to get their heaters very close to the rock at times, and
yeah, like
weird shit.
I thought we were done with this with the whole like fan thing, but it seems like the fan thing has not changed the like mentality of bringing like butane to the crag or like propane or whatever.
Well, the buddy heater still needs butane or whatever.
Right. Okay. And,
you know.
Yeah.
Allow me to just call dibs though on torching the weasel as my new band name.
There you go.
I think that's all we had, right, guys? Or did you guys have any? Did you have anything for us, Mr. Salvo? Did you want to tell us any other like game changing news or some shout outs that you have? Or I think we talked about your projects a little bit, both.
Oh my God, there's too many.
Yeah, how many like V15 like undone projects or harder do you think there are in Squamish? Is it just like?
God, I don't know a number. I can try and name the main ones. There's like a sit start to room service that's really obvious. That thing is probably gonna, I don't know how hard, I don't know what hard grades really are or like what V16 would be like, but this thing is like a kind of V14-ish boulder into the middle start of room service, which is kind of like hard V14. It's 18 moves long, and it's like no rest or it's like the same style the whole way. So it might be like 16 or maybe like a low end 17 thing. I don't know. It's very finicky and hard. So that one's pretty dope. Other boulder projects, there like could be like, you could add like maybe a whole other cave boulder into Zazen from the left side that would add like 12 moves. And then you could add a whole other boulder to that even further down the cave, but I doubt anyone will ever be strong enough to do that.
Grand Illusion style, just keep digging in that cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need like like Worm World, like Super Direct or whatever, which just like an excavator goes out there and keeps digging.
Is that aid?
Yeah, as excavators like in the Grand World boulders aid?
Not aid, but style points.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like quite a few though. There's a lot in the north walls, just kind of like unclimbed features. Right across from the Meg, there's this like super big fuck you prow thing that's just like enormous, but very obvious and very hard. And we wrapped in and checked it out, and it kind of seems like it could go. But yeah, I mean, there's just so many things. Like, there's at least probably like a dozen or so pretty obvious B15 or harder projects around here that are all within like a 10-15 minute walk from the road.
Dang.
Well, we're stoked for it.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing more of those on your Instagram.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, thanks for chatting, and we'll let you get well, to those
thanks
steaks.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and anytime you got some
steaks.
Anytime you got some news for us, just call in. I mean, this was super easy. I texted you like what, 2 days ago, so you seem like
the
Squamish correspondent.
Yeah, I'm like pretty flexible. Yeah, I can be the Squamish Connect if you you got any more bits or things you want to have me call in for. I'd be more than happy. So
yeah, well,
just hit my line.
hell yeah, brother. Cool. Okay, well, we'll leave it there. And thanks so much, man.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, enjoy your night, guys.
Cool.
See ya.
Sweet.
Peace.
My song, yeah. Say that shit, I'm making anthems. Yeah. Like my nigga, rich and handsome. Yeah. Diamonds on his neck, ooh, look, they dancing. I think I see my reflection. Kick that bitch right out his section. Press him, still I never sex him. He don't wanna miss this blessing. Mm. Crazy, but it's true. I won't put somebody for shoot. Ride slow like I've been off the boot. Ride slow with the without the roof. Never sorry, never give money back. If I was on it, I was making it slap.